All high school events were canceled in the area yesterday. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Ithaca Weston track team did not go to River Ridge for a track meet last night. That's understandable. They do have some athletes that will be involved in the UW-Whitewater Indoor Invitational this weekend. Qualifying for that event for Coach Gina Lorenz, Kaylee Peterson, Tristan Peterson, and Channing Brown. Also on the state of Wisconsin scene, they have announced the boys' basketball all-state teams this week, including Player of the Year, Ken Knippel of Wisconsin Lutheran. Ryan Waltz of Wisconsin Lutheran was named as the Coach of the Year. Some Western, Southwestern, and South Central Wisconsin players chosen to the All-State team include Evan Anderson of Onalaska on the fourth team and A.J. Bender of Lake Mills. Also, honorable mention players include Lucas Ludlam of Platteville, also Josh Manchester of Mount Horeb, Will Murray, Darlington, Sawyer Shipper of Stoughton, also from Monroe, James Seagraves, and Landon Thousand of Mineral Point. Several players that we saw along the broadcast trail this year. Isaac Skemp of Onalaska was named to the All-State honorable mention as well. The WIA Winter Sportsmanship Awards have been announced. The WIAA with Rural Mutual Insurance has chosen the recipients of the team's sportsmanship honors. The winners of the prestigious recognition include Lakeside Lutheran in boys basketball, Cuba City in girls basketball, Cumberland in team wrestling, West Bend West in gymnastics, and the Sun Prairie West Co-op in girls hockey. Tomahawk wins in boys hockey this year. There were many honorable mentions extended. The award was extended to Arrowhead, Menominee, Prairie du Chien, and St. Croix Falls in state team wrestling as well. It was a chance for those teams to be recognized with honorable mention. Bowling scores from the Powder Puff League. The series high belonged to the Phoenix Center. 1906, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such an 18-19, and Scott King Trucking with a 17-85. The Phoenix Center had a 656, Scott King Trucking a 648, and the Phoenix Center a 628. Top series, Barb Wood a 565, Jody Imhoff a 528, Cheryl McNerlin a 522. Barb Wood, with a 204 game, led the way. Cheryl McNerlin had a 198, and Barb Wood with a 191 in the Powder Puff League. By beating the Minnesota Twins 3-2 Tuesday, the Brewers extended their season-opening winning streak to four straight. Rookie Jackson Chirio singled in a run, Christian Yelich hit a home run, and Bryce Terang doubled in a run in front of a crowd of 41,659. It was Milwaukee's home opener. Elvis Peguero got the win in relief, and Abner Uribe nailed down his third save in the game. Veteran Christian Yelich has had a good start to the season.
Look, we play a lot of tight games as a group over the years. I think anybody that's watched this knows that, like, we're playing tight games, and when you play tight games, they can go either way. There's a few plays every day or night that really decide the outcome of those, and I think to be on a good team, you have to win a lot of close games because at the end of the season, they end up mattering.
Yelich says the team is off to a good start.
To be on a good team, you have to play good defense. Like, you have to win a lot of games. Defense is extremely important, and that to have a good defense, you need nine people contributing, you know, and you don't want to be the one guy that's not working on it when everybody else is, and you know, it's a big emphasis for us is defense.
Brewer tailgaters weren't going to let a cold rain dampen their spirits for the 24 opener yesterday. Temperatures in the 30s and the threat of snow couldn't stop them. One fan told reporters, tailgating is more than half of the experience. There were some bumps in the road for fans using the new parking arrangement. Some had a hard time getting the online system to load on their computers and phones. 15 minutes before the first pitch, some were still struggling with the new process. The Brewers announced that no parking violations would be assessed yesterday. Elsewhere in baseball, in interleague play, Detroit at the Mets postponed. The Angels 3-1 winners over Miami, White Sox 3, Atlanta 2, Arizona 7-0 over the Yankees. The Cubs opened up with a win against Colorado 12-2 in Chicago, Philadelphia 9-4 over Cincinnati, St. Louis 5, San Diego 2, the Dodgers 5-4 over San Francisco. In the American League, Kansas City 4, Baltimore 1, Tampa Bay 5-2 over Texas, Toronto 2, Houston 1, Cleveland 5, Seattle 2, Boston 5-4 over Oakland. A triple-double by Giannis Antetokounmpo is not enough to save Tuesday's game. Washington's Wizards defeated the Bucks 117-113. Giannis scored 35, took down 15 rebounds, and handed out 10 assists. Star guard Damian Lillard missed a second straight game, but his coach Doc Rivers expects Lillard to be available for tonight's game at home against Memphis. Coach Rivers felt the team didn't play up to par.
I don't know. I just think they outplayed us. Give them credit. I thought they were faster, quicker. They attacked. You know, we took 2 days off, you know, for a reason to get our legs, and I felt like we were very sloppy. That may have something to do with it. I don't know. But I don't know if we took them light or not, to be honest. I just thought they outplayed us.
The Lakers were winners against Toronto, 128-111, Miami 109, New York 99, Philadelphia 109, Oklahoma City 105, Minnesota 113, Houston 106, Cleveland over Utah 129-113, Denver over San Antonio 110-105, Sacramento beat the Clippers 109-95, and Golden State over Dallas 104-100. From the NHL, Pittsburgh 6-3 over New Jersey, Buffalo 6, Washington 2, Montreal 5-3 over Florida. The Islanders beat the Blackhawks of Chicago 2-1, Minnesota with a 3-2 victory against Ottawa, Boston 3, Nashville nothing, Anaheim beat Calgary 5-3, Vegas 6-3 over Vancouver. Former Packers star linebacker Clay Matthews doesn't like the way Aaron Jones departed from Green Bay and how that was handled. Matthews reacted on X to a comment from head coach Matt LaFleur that he was surprised when Jones was released. Matthews posted that he finds the lack of communication between the head coach and general manager Brian Gutekunst to be, in his words, wild. He points out that during last season, at times, Jones was Green Bay's offense. The team let the standout running back leave when he wouldn't accept a second straight annual pay cut. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.